Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up, they said it in a couple of minutes. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And then at 7:30, Jelani Tavai of the New England Patriots and Courtney has the news. At around 7:45, that includes an incident of PB&J rage, which led to violence in Illinois.
Oh, no.
You would think that would be the most peaceful of all the sandwiches, but apparently it's not. So, but I have a lead left. And I must say, Curtis and I especially spend a lot of time bitching and moaning about our mayor in this city, Michelle Wu, here in the city of Boston. So when there is something positive, I feel like it's my obligation to share it.
She's not running for re-election.
No.
Oh.
I never, ever in my lifetime, I'm 57 years old. I've lived here my entire 57 years. I've done all kinds of fun activities in the city of Boston. I never in my lifetime thought I would see this, but currently the city of Boston is about to create several open container zones. According to the city's director of nightlife economy, Corian Reynolds.
What's that again?
The city's director of nightlife economy, who is working with the mayor's office of new urban mechanics, which I wasn't aware that they had.
Yep.
Those districts would be the following: the Fenway Kenmore area,
okay,
the downtown, the North End,
all right,
and my home continent of the Seaport.
Wow.
Right. In which one would be able to purchase an alcoholic beverage and then stroll around in the out-of-doors all evening, should you like to do that.
All right.
Like Vegas.
It's like they compare it to Las Vegas or to New Orleans.
Yeah.
When it comes to cities where you can actually have some fun. All in on it.
I like it.
Wow.
I think it's great. I don't know how everybody else feels.
I love it. No more hiding.
Will there be those vendors that give you like the really tall frozen margaritas with
sure
the cool straws?
Wow.
Yeah. Just like there's sausage stands now. There'll be, like you said, those alcohol stands.
I mean, Fenway Park, you can leave the game and bring a drink with you.
Right.
Why not?
Walk around the North End with a drink?
I mean, obviously, this should be legal. It's a great idea. I mean, people are adults. They have a drink. I always find it funny when you're at a bar and they're like, you cannot pass this line with it. It's like, dude, I'm 47. Let me enjoy the rest of my Amstel in peace.
Yeah. But I think it'd be great for the economy, great for businesses, great for people who come from out of town and go to a conference or something like that and wonder why they suddenly landed in a no-fun zone where you can't drink past 1 a.m. or 11 or whenever place is closed. Now,
it's a great story, but it will take you 2.5 hours to get from your hotel to the drinking zone.
Well, especially if you're – it's good especially if you're in the North End more so because, as I think, like some of the restaurants in the Seaport, the North End, you can drink at the bar, but – you can't really go outside, and some of those places are too small to sit in there.
I think it'll be great.
It'll be a great way to just...
Can I just ask you one concern about the amount of alcohol being sold?
Yes.
And you know me, but drink as much as you want, live your life. Libertarian in that sense. But does it concern anyone how pervasive booze is at gas stations? Like, you go to one, there used to be, I don't know what type of store it was before, but it's right across from the Trader Joe's and the Starbucks on Western Ave in Alston. There is a gas station. You go in, and there's like these like margarita balls that are like right next to the packs of gum. Like in Florida, that exists, and it makes sense in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but like, why would you be selling single drinks at a gas station?
Oh, you know, they've always sold
but they've
like
done
single
that convenience stores.
Yeah.
I have never seen that. Right, believe me, I was looking for it for many years.
You are. They sell like, you know, you could buy a 40 ounce or you know, a
you
tall...
can't buy a 40 at a gas station shop.
Yeah. Curtis, like... I think the product you're referring to is Buzz Balls.
Buzz Balls. Sorry.
But what's the difference between selling those and the small liquor
containers,
bottles.
Right.
Nips. Yeah, don't
like,
say that.
I'm not.
Don't get Curtis saying
well,
that.
Well, you could,
I wouldn't even know what that means.
Like in Cumberland Farms or something like that, you could buy a single can tall boy Bud Light or something like that. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, and generally speaking, you go in, there's, you know, the lottery, some cigarettes, and soda.
That's been around for a long time where you could go into, you know, convenience stores or certain gas stations.
Yeah. Right.
All right, well, those are this morning's
leads. I like
it. Shime, let's get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Quick back and forth now on what they said yesterday, and where do you want to begin, Shine?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Aaron Rodgers. He was on Pat McAfee, as he is every week now, and he talked about one Patriots player that he really respects, and that would be Christian Gonzalez. Here was Aaron Rodgers when asked about Christian Gonzalez.
Yeah, I think he's a great player. He was in our rehab at the Achilles factory in the offseason. Wasn't rehabbing Achilles, but he was out there, got to know him just a little bit. I think he's a great kid. He's super, super talented. I mean, he is an elite player. When a guy's going to follow, you know, we call it like star coverage, the respect level for me goes up because especially when those guys not only follow him on the outside, but follow him on the inside. Because it's different playing a corner on the outside and playing a corner on the inside, playing the nickel position. And that's just, it's hard to do in the league. There's not that many guys that have been able to do it. But I give those guys to do the star coverage a lot of credit, a lot of respect. And Christian's one of those guys, you know, who enjoys the challenge, enjoys the competition, and will go side to side.
Okay, let's go.
That's a good point.
Ready for it.
I had a great conversation with Ty and Teddy yesterday about corner play in the NFL at Matt Light's event. And, you know, Ty, that's one of the things he talked about. When you have the ability to go on both sides, go into the middle, that's when you get to that next level of, okay, he's a true lockdown corner.
Well, I mean, this is a winnable game. I mean, you're playing down there, and Aaron Rodgers, I guess last week he did look better. But I don't know. It's a quick turnaround for the Patriots, so that worries me a little bit. But
isn't it always about going to be every single week? What does their passing game do?
Yeah.
Because we feel like, for the most part, they're going to play good defense. And they'll be able to run the football, but it's going to be...
But running the football on this defense is different than running the football this season on the other two defenses.
Well, but I get that. But it seems like they have proven that they can run the football, well, at least through the first 2 weeks against any defense. And I know San Francisco carved up the Jets on the ground. But when you look at this Patriots team, every week it's going to be... What does this passing game look like? And that's going to, in my opinion, determine the outcome of a lot of these games. What can you create in the passing game that's going to help you? I don't go into these games worrying about the defense, and I don't go into the games worrying, oh, they're not going to be able to run the football. I go in there and I say, what are they going to do when it comes to passing?
All right, what's next, Shime?
Well, Greg, it's always easy to find NFL players giving you content nowadays thanks to podcasts. I know there's not enough of them. Curtis loves them all.
Love it.
He listens to as many as he can.
How there's no time limit. They can just talk.
They just go forever, right? They can just talk and just keep going. And
there's no restrictions now.
One of those guys who loves to talk would be Micah Parsons. And this was what he said about the Kansas City Chiefs and the benefits they get from the refs sometimes.
It was very shaky, you know, and I'm going to be honest, man, but, you know, the Chiefs got a lot more. Sometimes it's just how the calls go and how the refs favor. I felt like the refs did favor the Chiefs a little bit more. But at the end of the day, you got to go out there. You can't put the games in refs' hands. The Bengals lost to the defending champs, right? the Chiefs always find a way to win games. They came back at half and the Super Bowl to win games.
Well, that was a pass interference, Mike. I don't know what to tell you. The one in the Chiefs game.
Oh, how the tides have, as Courtney would say, twisted. It used to be the Patriots mm-hmm. that everybody was complaining about when it came to getting the calls, and right. now it's the Chiefs.
Right. So. I mean, there was always going to be, like, you know, a couple calls here, but if you're talking specifically about the play in the Cincinnati-Kansas City game, the pass interference, I mean, that was a legit pass interference call. I think even Devin McCourty talked about it. The defensive back got there before the ball got there and impeded his ability, the receiver's ability to go up and make a play.
And people just always gloss over the fact that the play beforehand, Mahomes completed a 40-yard pass to Travis Kelce that got called back for illegal hands to the face by an offensive lineman. So, like, right. they don't get all the calls. Like, right. it goes both ways.
Yeah. All right, what else?
Next, let's hear from our quarterback, Jacoby Brissett. He was asked about the fact that he was only able to get three catches for receivers on Sunday's game and how that's going to change. And Jacoby Brissett kind of sounds like he has a bit of an attitude towards the question. Here was Brissett yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, but we're two plays away from winning the game, and then everybody's like, oh, it was a great – Hunter had a great day, the growing game was good, and all of this and this, that, and the third. But, yeah, obviously we want to get more players involved. We want to spread the wealth, for sure. But, yeah, so this game is the opportunity to do that.
I mean, I get Boy. It. He's going to be defensive about it, but he just doesn't – you brought it up during your lead this morning. He clearly was whether it's not seeing guys or not being able – or being – you know, paranoid about throwing the football more than 5 yards. I whatever it is, it's on Jacoby Brissett that those guys were open and he's unable to find them.
And I would like to take offense from some of the texters who were like, well, how do you do it with a bad offensive line? He has no time. He has above average time to throw. He is in the top half of the league when it comes to time to throw. And one of the reasons that his pressure numbers look so bad, the offensive lines, is because he holds on to the ball too long. That's why.
Sometimes you got to let it fly.
Jeff Jazz Music in the Twitch chat says he's doing what he's told to do.
By not turning the ball over, I would agree. He's not being told to hold the ball and sit there and not throw it to the receivers.
I think we see Drake May tomorrow night.
Ooh.
What?
Okay.
It could be injury related.
All right.
But I do think he's not going to die. God.
Mm-hmm. Curtis, I will be so excited if we see Drake May tomorrow.
I mean,
night.
It was alarming that a couple of times he was clearly wincing and in pain.
Yes.
After getting projected to the field.
It was interesting when I asked Jerod Mayo about it on Monday that he didn't just say, yeah, he's fine. I think a lot of coaches go that route and say, yeah, he's good. He was like, well, we'll see today when, you know, he's checked out.
Yeah.
Would you like Jacoby Brissett's answer about taking a bunch of hits, Greg?
Sure.
Nah, man, I'm big enough. I can take it. I'm a grown man. I can take a couple hits.
Yeah, he came back in the game and finished, and so I think that's the biggest thing.
He's a grown-up, unlike Will Levis.
But there is, I'm telling you, there's something beneath the surface bubbling when it comes to that receiving group. It's just nature of the beast.
603 text, Subaru of New England text line. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. But they were not open. There was no separation. The professor would disagree.
I would strongly disagree. Go watch the All-22. Go watch the All-22, or I don't know, look at separation stats like the one that I gave you this morning from Fantasy Points, where Jalen Polk is leading all rookie receivers in separation win rate.
Well, guess what? Sometimes in the NFL, to the text they're there, Greg, they're not always going to be wide ass open. But you, as a quarterback, sometimes you got to put the ball where only your play can get it. And you got to make those tight window throws that they're called. But if you're not even willing to risk it. You know, what it.
You mean if you're holding the ball on third down and taking a sack?
Right, because you're afraid, like, oh, that window's not big enough for me. Remember what Bruce Arians said? What is it? No biscuit, no risk it, or something like that?
We got to risk it for the biscuit.
You got to be able to. And the receiving core, and I told you, I've been part of this before, they're going to get frustrated, and they're going to start looking at Brissett and saying, when is Drake May coming?
Great. Now I have to have biscuits for breakfast.
I love a good biscuit.
I was going to say you have that tattoo on you.
Biscuits and sausage gravy, Greg, is an underrated breakfast product.
This is going to shock you. Not a sausage person.
All right.
Me neither.
How dare you?
So not a sausage.
Okay.
Not a sausage person, and definitely not a sausage gravy person. No,
all right, I'll give you not a sausage. What about a chicken biscuit with jelly on it?
Okay. Okay. Now you're talking.
Chicken biscuit with jelly.
Now you're talking.
Nice flaky biscuit.
Okay.
Well, where do you get the best one around here?
The best biscuit?
Can I say,
Hunter's has a very good chicken and biscuit.
Oh,
okay.
They do?
Yeah. I know Chef Lambeau over there, and his mac and cheese is the best in the city, and his collard greens.
Yep.
And I'm not even a big collard green fan. So if you're telling me his biscuits are good, I will not doubt you on that.
I would say biscuits with just butter and maybe a little honey.
All right.
Also, very, very good.
I'll give you that.
Extra butter.
But if you can't put. But if you could put a nice piece of fried chicken in that biscuit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything. I mean, if you have biscuits.
Or you said you're not a sausage guy.
No. But if you're eating it with, like, if you're having biscuits and beef, like, you know, you throw a roast beef, for instance.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, biscuits, roast beef, delicious. Or biscuits and, like, some kind of a chicken casserole thing that has a sauce.
Biscuits,
and
then, chicken bar.
Like, you're pouring the
like a creamy sauce.
Yes, a creamy
Not
sauce.
Like what Sean's talking about.
On the top of the...
All right.
Like, yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You know who has a great biscuit, not to sound like a total Southeast stooge? Tate.
Really?
Spectacular buttermilk biscuit.
You are so correct on that.
I just can't go to that place.
Tate. Oh, yeah. It's too bougie. You like Ocean Prime.
It's honestly like PTSD because that witch that I used to go out with used to always make me go there. You know the one. You know the one?
I'm keeping my mouth shut. Absolutely shut.
I thought Courtney was the spooky one today.
I can't.
Great.
All right, let's.
Hey, makers.
Let's get to what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
I feel hot right now. Trending now brought to you by Shaw's in Star Market. The Red Sox fall to the Rays 8-3 last night.
I hate to interrupt, but Mick Buttchug has a question for the room.
Oh, okay.
Is this a sports show or a food network?
It's both, you jackass.
Who doesn't love a biscuit?
Does the dude go through life? And the only conversations he has are about sports.
Well, he chooses of all the names you can choose to enter a chat. That's what he chose.
Is he ever watching a football game with his bras?
Right.
And they're talking football, and then for a minute, they talk about food.
I would guess that he is not only hanging out with bras, he is wearing one.
It's possible, yes.
The Sox have another one with the Rays tonight. 6:50 first pitch against the Rays with Tanner Houck getting the start. I said that twice. You can hang out with Coop at 5:50 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. In football, Tua has been placed on IR. He'll miss at least the next four games. So that means that the Miami Dolphins will be without him for the October 6th matchup with the Pats. So that will be interesting when it comes to betting on that game.
Right. And it looks like Tua is going to come back at some point.
Yes.
You know, so we had that big discussion. And, you know, you always bring it up, and rightfully so, about how you would walk away. It's just so hard when you're in the game and you're that young and you feel like you got so much more to prove. You know, sometimes it doesn't become about the money. It becomes about, like, this is all I know. I still miss the game to this point. I mean, I was having a conversation with Ray Bourque and Dante Scarnecchia at Matt Light's event.
Wow.
Talk about that combination. Jeez.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple.
For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You were really hanging out with a lot of people yesterday.
Schmoozing.
We're getting name drops left and right over
here. Right, but Bork was, you know, because Dante asked about, you know, Ray when he played and trash talking and stuff. And, you know, and guys like, you know, age as you get older and you're like, you miss the game.
How's Dante's pickleball game right now? Did you ask about that?
He's still playing, still going hard, loves the show. Good. Looks great for his age.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he does. Yeah. I didn't realize that he's almost 75 years old.
Oh, wow.
I thought he was like in his late 60s.
Me too.
I love the man.
Yeah.
He is, and he's an everyday listener of the show, and we thank him for that, and we miss him.
Yeah. And for your apple pie, apple crumble, apple snacks, and Greg, the apple of your eye, apples are on sale now at Shaw's and Star Market. Today through Thursday, get a tote bag of apples, Macintosh, Gala, or Ginger Gold for just 99 cents a pound. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. And I now understand why people do drugs, because I feel on top of the world right now, invincible. I looked up what's in these. It's like, I don't know, green tea, and it's all very healthy.
Oh. All right.
But it is.
That's how they lie to you, Courtney.
No, vitamin B.
There you go.
Vitamin B6.
We'll start doing some shrooms.
Wiggy, what's your product you're selling today?
Wake up water. All the energy, but none of the jitters.
Okay. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
I would buy anything Wiggy sells. 58 degrees, mostly cloudy, afternoon high of 77.
I'm John Oran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.